is like a good list. So I sent this out and I got a lot of support, but I also got really hateful, hurtful emails from people that are very near, close to my heart, who I didn't know would feel that strongly, who called me out and said I was betraying my people and I'm betraying my homeland, and that's real for them. And I acknowledge and understand that, and I hope that I never forget to have an understanding or an appreciation for that perspective, because I feel like the deeper I'm getting into the movement for justice in Palestine, the harder it is to relate back to people who in my life who have these totally different perspectives. And I can't lose that, because I feel like it's really important to be able to relate and understand that identity and to know that if you've grown up in a totally different reality and someone told you all your life something, it's a shift, right? I mean, I believe in pro-choice values, and it's very hard for me to understand how somebody would want to believe that it's not a woman's right to choose. But if I grew up indoctrinated in a religious belief where I believed that I was murdering a baby by having an abortion, I would feel differently, and like putting myself into that frame of mind is so important, I think, towards creating this peace. So it's been a process of like having a lot of dialogues and conversation. Last fall, towards the furthering dialogue, okay, so let's wrap up. We organized Code Pink and JVP together a tour with two young Israeli resistors, the Shemini team, and they toured a lot of different campuses, and it was just an amazing experience to see how those dialogues are happening. And now many of those campuses have investment campaigns, and you know, I've been up till 8 in the morning at UC Berkeley looking at the divestment issue there and speaking out about that. And then just lastly, in terms of action, I went twice to the AIPAC conference in DC the first year to protest Sharon, and then this year I stood on the director's table and unfurled a banner when Netanyahu was speaking. And I feel like you know, it's been amazing to work with people like Shelley around organizing the DC local community on this, but I think we need something much bigger and stronger. And it's always down to the last minute, we get a few activists standing outside, but this is a time when the biggest pro-occupation lobby comes to DC and we need to have a bit stronger resistance. So I have flyers here for what we're proposing for May 2011 as a Code Pink and Coalition effort to really raise a ruckus and point out that AIPAC stands for hate and we stand for love and hope. And just to draw the line clearly that it's, for me, it's not about being pro or anti-Israel. It's about being pro or anti-occupation or justice or human rights. And I think when we reframe the argument that way, it's really important. Because when I protest the occupation of Iraq, I'm not an American. And when I protest the occupation of Palestine, I don't think I'm un-Israeli either. So